AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Memorial Day 2019. The president is in Japan, where he and his host, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, disagreed publicly about North Korea's recent missile tests. President Trump telling a reporter they don't bother him.
You're not bothered at all by the small missiles.
No, I'm not. I am personally not.
But Japan believes missiles like that threaten its security. And standing next to the president, Prime Minister Abe said the tests are of great regret, as he put it, and violate UN Security Council resolutions. President Trump also took off on Joe Biden this morning, saying he agrees with North Korea's leader about Biden.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
The president also said he expects to reach trade deals at some point with both Japan and China, but wouldn't rush it. Tornadoes terrorized parts of the Midwest over the weekend. Two people were killed and 29 others injured in El Reno near Oklahoma City. A tornado touched down in Sepulpa, Oklahoma, in the Tulsa area yesterday, damaging buildings and knocking down trees and power lines. Matthew Geis lives in Sepulpa, and we talked to him after the storm.
It's pretty emotional because a lot of things could have happened that didn't. So I'm just thankful to the Lord this morning for being here.
We don't know yet exactly how strong that tornado was, but the Weather Service says the straight-line winds were higher than 80 miles per hour. A six-month-old baby's been found in a motel room in Michigan with her dead parents. Police say a trooper found the baby, who's in critical condition. We don't know yet how the parents died, but authorities say the baby may have been alone for 3 days in the motel room near Whitehall, Michigan. Inmates at a prison in Brazil started fighting among themselves. 15 people are dead. This is AP Radio News. This is Memorial Day. But veterans advocates remind us that not all veterans die in war.
According to the Department of Veteran Affairs, there were more than 6,000 veteran suicides each year from 2008 to 2016. Montana Senator John Tester is the ranking member on the Veteran Affairs Committee and admitted on CBS's Face the Nation that more needs to be done.
We have failed so far. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Tester adds these troubled veterans need to be accepted and not judged due to mental illness.
We need to remove the stigma from this so that the people who do have problems do come forward, because oftentimes many of these suicides happen and the VA, they haven't taken advantage of the access to VA care.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Somebody threw a bomb into an SUV parked outside a Kansas City, Kansas apartment complex yesterday. Nobody was in it and nobody was hurt. Police trying to figure out now who did it and why. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.